Let them hear it. R.E.T.
R.E.T.
It's now been a year since operations at the supermarket chain Market Basket, a family-owned company with 75 stores across New England, came to a standstill as employees and customers rallied in support of Arthur T. Demoulas. He was ousted from his position as the company's chief executive in June of 2014. And after numerous protests, Market Basket emerged from that summer in late August with Arthur T. resuming control and employees returning. Joe Schmidt is operations supervisor for Market Basket. He joins us now to talk about the company a year later. Joe, take us back to last summer. You've been with the company now for 27 years?
It's 28 this year, but yes.
28 years. Congratulations.
Thank
now,
you
were among the executives that were fired during last year's protests. What surprised you most about what happened?
It was just really amazing to see how everybody pulled together on this, from the initial warehouse workers, the drivers, and the customers, how they came together to support their store. And that's really what they see. They see Market Basket as their store and their company. It's very hard not to have really looked at this story from a little bit of a distance and be a little bit taken by it to see, you know, what really just transpired. You know, and that's what it was, is a bunch of people that knew that the company was going to be changed forever, and they stood up for it to protect it.
Once Arthur T. Gained full control of Market Basket, you and the other executives who were fired brought back in. But there were several weeks there last summer of depleted shelves and vacant stores and a slump of some $400 million in sales. How long did it take to get back to normal from that?
You know, that's another amazing part of the story. Once Mr. Demoulas came back and everybody was reinstated, within 4 to 5 days, most of the stores were in very good shape in the grocery department. The perishables were coming in, as it takes a little bit of time to get that process rolling. But to see everybody pull together and do what they did to get the company back on track in record time, that was just another incredible – it shows the teamwork mentality, an incredible accomplishment.
How have sales been compared to, you know, this past year compared to before the protests?
Very good. You know, in fact, this year we're looking at approximately $4.8 billion in sales. Comparative to last year, around $4 billion. And so it's just a good indicator to show that, you know, not only do we have our existing customers that have come back, but we have new customers that are shopping with us now because they wanted to see, you know, what is Market Basket all about? And it's our job to continue to show them our low price structure and take care of them with good service through our valued associates.
Sure. The deal for Arthur T. To acquire full control of the company came at some cost, some estimates of $1.6 billion now in debt. I think that includes about $1 billion mortgage loan, an additional $600 million loan. So in an industry with such thin profit margins, I imagine that there has to be some kind of impact on the company, if not now, maybe down the road.
I think one of the things that you see is that this is the company's debt. Everybody that works with the company has very much that mindset of we're in this together like we were over last summer. And our objective is to look at every area of the company, continue to grow the company through the new stores that will be looking to open, and the stores that we got online as soon as Arthur T. Regained control.
Speaking of expansion, I know that you're getting ready to open the store in Rochester now. Are there other expansion plans in the works?
Yes. In fact, we will be opening the Rochester, New Hampshire store. We have a store in Plymouth, Massachusetts, a store that was just announced that's ready to go probably sometime late next year in Lynn, Massachusetts. And there's others that beyond that. So it definitely is a great indicator to show where we're headed, and we have a bright future ahead of us.
Well, thanks so much for your time. Joe Schmidt, Operations Supervisor for Market Basket. Thank
Rick,
you.
Thank you.